हरि ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So Chaitanya Upanayanam, Natya Shastra, chapter 20, 10 kinds of plays, verse 48 to 89, then page 9. So Dima. Their Dima should be constructed with a well-known plot, and its hero should be well-known and of the exalted Udatta type. It is to contain the six sentiments and to consist of four acts only. It should contain all the sentiments except the erotic and the comic. A plot, kavya yoni, with exciting sentiments and various emotional states, and is also to include incidents, such as an earthquake, fall of meteors, an eclipse of the sun or the moon, fighting in battle and personal combat, and angry conflict. Their dhimma should abound in deceit and jugglery, and should include energetic activity of many persons, and distension, beta, among themselves, and is to include 16 characters, which may be gods, asuras, rakshasas, bhutas, yakshas, and nagas. And besides this, the play is to be carefully made in the grand and energetic styles, and is to have many emotional states to support it. So we see is it's also a short, like a more focused thing on one hero and that, because we see is that the Natas, we have that main, but have so many things going on, then when it's just the same thing, kind of more just the more romantic and more arts and those fine things, that aspect, then that had that particular play. That was a Natika. You know, it's also short for. And then this is then also, it has to, it's of a higher character, well-known. So it'll generally be a Shastra character or some great personality that everybody knows. So either, you know, someone that would be in the Natika or the Prakarna, you know, either of these, but it's a short form. But it won't include the erotic and the comic, because it doesn't have enough time to develop the erotic aspect, because that has to have the meaning, the development, and all those things, and you know, it has to have certain things itself. So all those things of there's problems and then they're solved and this and that, that's all being done with all these others. So it'll have more of that. The personal struggle that they go through, you know, the political or whatever it is that they go through to accomplish their means. So it's more of an aspect of we become inspired seeing how they, despite all obstacles, are able to, you know, accomplish and come out good. Yes?
You kind of get an idea, Maharaj, that Nataka is that one where it's mostly on the human face thing. Though it is of Lord Krishna and all, but the past tense are human past tense.
Yes.
But when you come to Dhima and then the previous one, the Ihamgraha, it's about the demigod stuff, like what they are doing in there. So it has a different flavor rather than... That's why Nataka is considered more complete.
Yes. Definitely. It means all these angles are going to be correct, because it's that... You may have these, but, you know, because you're dealing generally, for us at least, you're dealing with the Supreme Lord. So it may be the human pastimes and that. But it can also be a known person. It could be something to do with Arjuna and his, you know the difficulty, the fight with, you know, going to the Himalayas and his fight with, what do you call it? You know, Shiva and the whole thing there and accomplishment. It can be anything like that, but it can't have too many acts because... you know, it doesn't have as many... It has all the sentiments, but because it doesn't have the erotic aspect to it, then it doesn't... You can't stretch it more. Right, because you can only do so much with the virya and everything like that. So, you know, and also you're leaving out the comic. So it'll be serious. It'll be a drama, in other words. You know, so in other words, this will be a drama. You know, what was it? That's going to sign. What? You don't even do these. And this is also the fights. Okay, this is the fight. It's also a drama, but then it's also on a bigger scale. You know, it'll be a grand scale, the Iham Riga, right? And then you're going to have the Samikarna. That's also going to the Yamrita is like the trouble in attaining the girl. Right, you know, she gets kidnapped or this or that, or so it has that, but it's like it has the feminine aspect, but it's about the difficulties that are coming up there. So all the heroic and all that. So this is just his heroic, this and that. Then you have the big, the Samavartaka, right? That's going to be the demigods and demons and their fights and, you know, conquering the universe and like this. Then the Natika would be that romantic kind of, you know, comedy kind of thing like that. You know, lighter and things. So, yeah, the Natika will be the most rounded. Has everything in it, but not too much of anything. Like that. So, does that make sense? So this will be, you know, how he, you know, conquered over everything. Yes?
Additionally, that for this kind of play, drama, there are many for Shakya.
No, but it's just like, as is pointed out, Rupa Goswami makes a point, and Bharat Muni makes a point, is that basically for dramas you have two themes that are always going to be appreciated. That's going to be the romantic theme and the chivalrous. These two. And depending on what they are, they have one, the other, or both. But if you take away these, then, you know, like, you know, how many go and watch Waiting for Godot? Yeah. You ever heard of it? No. That's my point. You know, so the this is what's there. These are what are, so like the whole Mahabharata, you know, it's not for Kshatriyas. I mean, Kshatriyas will also be inspired, but it's written that these stories are already explained in the Puranas and other places, but so that it will, that you'll get all the religious content. Then the Mahabharata is put together, but it's not specifically written for Kshatriyas, because that's the whole point. The romantic and the chivalrous, or the heroic, these, everybody relates to them, because they're big, there's something special, something nice is being attained. Does that make sense? So it's always going to be. So does that mean the first play that they did was one of these, what do you call it? Samavakara. That one Brahma, he told and they staged about the churning of the milk ocean. Then the demons got upset and trashed the place. Then they made the theater so they couldn't see what was going on. Does that make sense? So this is what people want to hear about. You know, they don't want to hear about, you know, mom got up, was going to make breakfast, found out there was no milk, ran down, got in the car, went down to the thing, brought some carbell, you know, just like that. But then by the time she got back, you know, then the kids aren't up, and so then she had to do that, and then she, you know, they couldn't eat anyway, and so then they went off to school, and they're grumpy, she's grumpy, and like that. No, those are called, what are those called? Soap operas. Yeah. But it generally always has will have some romantic element in it. Is that okay? Yeah. The Dharma has been described by me in all its characteristics. I shall speak now about the characteristics of the Vyayoga. Verses 90 to 93, Vya Yoga. The Vya Yoga should be constructed by experts with one well-known hero as its basis. And it should include a small number of female characters, and the events related in it will be of one day's duration only. Many males are to take part in the Samavakara, but it is not to have the latter's length. For it is to have only one act. Right? So one act, what happens in one day, you know, that's the maximum you have. It can be even shorter. Like that. It should have a royal sage as its hero and not a divine personage. Right? And it should include battle, personal combat, challenge, and angry conflict. Thus, the Vya Yoga should be made with exciting sentiments as its basis. I shall now speak of the characteristics of the Ut Shrishti Kanta. Hanka. Right, so this is like a one act, but it's about one particular thing, but you have to do it nicely. It can't be as long as the other one, so it's only one act. But, you know, it can be a long act, but it can't be too long. Otherwise, people are going to lose it. Because it doesn't have the grandeur, it doesn't have the as much of the romantic or anything else to keep people going for so long.
Now, can we say that when the drama is shorter, like one act here, it's maybe more intense?
It may be more intense, but it doesn't have to be. But it's more on one situation, kind of more specific of a situation. The last one, it'll be kind of one, but it's a longer term. It'll be taking over, you know, it could be days, weeks, years, but it doesn't matter. You know, because it has the option of having the in-between scenes.
Yes, yes.
While this one has one act, so it all has to be complete in itself and all that. So it may have that intensity, but one act doesn't mean that it's short. It might be a few hours, you know. But the point is it's all one ongoing thing where everybody's always on the stage and things, and it naturally flows. You know, it's one day's activities. And
but here it's quite active. It's fighting, you know, person come a challenge.
Yes, yes. So all that happens, that's just another day in paradise. Right.
Hollywood and other productions.
Yes, yes.
They do base themselves on some of those points. Otherwise,
yes, yes. It wouldn't work. It means they have to be following. Means unknowingly they'll be following elements of Natya Shastra. That's why if they follow, it'll work or not work. It's just that they may combine things that wouldn't necessarily be. It's not as scientific. Mm-hmm. They'll show things that normally wouldn't be shown, and those kind of aspects. So, in that way, it has its...
Yeah, it has limitations.
Yes, yes.
When I was going through this, then a lot of modern literatures and their articles, when I read, I come across, it's not just initially they had and then they base like that and they deviated. Every time and again, they come back to the traditional ones. And again...
it goes off.
Reshuffle
and then it goes back. It's just like, you know, there's always the thing of, they tend to be more raunchy. Then they come back and they're a little bit more, you know, like in the Victorian and all that, like that. Then it became very raunchy again. Then they, you know, more censorship and all. Then they became really raunchy, more than even anything before. And now they don't do that. It just keeps going back and forth. So they try all these different things. You know, they get it too violent. They get it too, and then it has to come back. You get it too much this, it has to come back.
And those guys in this field, they always come, refer to all the literatures. They ask questions, and some guy will be there in the India who is answering. And same with the other Asian countries.
Okay,
so
that's interesting.
There are directors that put a lot of endeavor to get even like. For that one new thing, we think, it came out of the blood of his head. It didn't come out of his head. He did a lot of research work, everything, and then he gets it to that.
Yeah, to get some unique. That's what I was saying, is that, because we're getting constructions next, right? Yeah, the next chapter is construction, of how you put it together. So there's a lot of thought, because you want to make something unique, but at the same time, you have a structure. So how to present it, how to bring it out, which aspect to emphasize, which not. Because if you take somebody's, you know, one day, how much goes on? You know? Like that. And so much of that goes on in your mind and all that. But if you had to do that as a production, even if you took, okay, they slept 8 hours, 16 hours, it would probably take you at least 20 hours to present their one day if you tried to do it, you know, on screen and stuff like this. So it's just, it's a huge amount of material. So how to, what you're going to pick, which things you're going to bring out, whose angle, you know, it's just like, there's an interaction between, let's say, the mother and daughter. Do you show it from the daughter's side or from the mother's side? You know, or from someone else's angle. You know, the brother who's sitting there and going, boy, this is stupid. You know, like that. So which angle do you show it from? You know, so you have all these different things that are going on. And so that's what's going to be the uniqueness of what they bring out. So that's why then somebody, you know, does better at it. And it's very nicely and unique and special. And then everybody copies that. Then it becomes old hat, so no one even, you know. Then all those ones that are tasteless, those fall away. And then those other ones that were good became classics, you know, and stuff like that. And, yeah.
Also, a person, by his own experience or what he tasted, he can only produce one or two films at the maximum.
Yeah.
And after that, it's blank. Like,
it's blank.
So you have to get from somewhere.
Yeah, I think there was a super popular one sometime maybe 10, 15 years ago, the Desperate Housewives. You didn't hear about it? So, you know, someone asked, where do you get all these ideas and how can all this happen to one family? Because you have this group of families and everything imaginable is happening within these four families. But his main source was his mother. who was, you know, very social, and so she knew all the gossip of everybody. And so when he was doing it, he was more mature. He must have been in his 50s, 60s, so his mother would have been like 80. And so how many stories has she heard of gossip in, you know, in 80 years? You know, and it would be, and it was, you know, being a social, she'd get right into it, and she had a good memory, and go right into this one, this, that one, that, and so, based on that, he wrote, I can't remember how many seasons he wrote of stuff, until it kind of ran out, but it was like, and so, what would happen to probably hundreds and hundreds of different families, he brought it all in that it happened to four families. You know, and what would happen over a whole lifetime would happen within, you know, their short, whatever it is the scene was going. So it's like you said, it has to come from experience. So unless you have a resource like that, then you have to take from others. And then when you see as those that don't have the resource, then they try to do something on their own, and they've done so much, and then they just run out, and then it's just it completely no one, you know, doesn't have a good ending.
In India, the daily soaps, they go like that. Like sometimes, I think there are 5,000 episodes somewhere.
5,000? That's amazing. That's more than anything in the West. 5,000 episodes?
I mean,
it's been going on.
It's only in India. Can you imagine how much gossip they have?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have unlimited gossip, you know. Why just now? It's like it goes back generations, you know.
It goes from grandfather, like originally how it started, it's great grandfather, and now what you are seeing is the great grandchild. He's like, oh, his seed is going on. They really also died, the fellows who acted before.
They're all dead.
And they're all dead in real life also.
That's you can also see the degradation.
Yeah, you'll also see that. That's far out. 5,000.
1,000 is normal. Like there are many going on in 1,000. 1,000 is like
in India.
In India.
In the West, they get to 1,000. It's a big thing. Wow.
I only saw the criminal dramas. They have like 16 seasons or something because it's unlimited.
No, yeah. There's unlimited what you can do. This guy stole a peanut. This guy stole a pea. This guy stole a bottle of ketchup. Yeah, it just goes on and on.
It literally contains the daily gossip.
The daily gossip, yes. I mean, that's what it's for, right? I'm surprised it's still going on so good. Because
when I go home, it's...
Well, now you have Facebook, right? They can take unlimited things off of there.
It's middle-aged people that...
That's what they're watching. And they started when they were not middle-aged.
And also, they don't have anybody now. Children don't want them.
Yeah, they've all gone.
Yeah. They have their home and all the facilities there. So they have to use it. Watch the television, get big flat screens.
Yeah, yeah. Remove the walls, just put in television. Okay. Okay, verses 94 to 101. Anka. Ut Shrishti Kanta. The plot in it is usually to be well known, but it may sometimes be otherwise. And it is to be furnished with male characters other than those who are divine. The Ut Shrishti Kanta should be abound in the pathetic sentiment. It will treat women's lamentations and despondent utterances at a time when battle and violent fighting has ceased. It should include bewildered movements of mourners, and it should be devoid of the grand, the energetic, and the graceful styles. And its plot should relate to one's fall. Right? So we saw before is the Dhima, then it was about how the person comes up and becomes successful. This is then after all that, and then what's left, and like that. So that becomes, you know, just how everything's going down and all that. Versus, no, that was this, okay. Scenes with celestial heroes. Scenes of all the plays which have celestial heroes and which deal with a battle, capture, and killing of enemies should be laid in Bharat Varsha. But scenes of their garden party, literally going to a garden, sports, pastimes, and enjoying the company of females are always to be laid in other Varshas, for there is neither any sorrow nor any grief there. Their enjoyment should take place in the mountains which are connected with those Varshas in the Puranic accounts. But their other deeds should begin at Bharat Varsha. So in other words, what's happening in Bharat Varsha and everything like that, those exploits there, that's there, but then like the enjoyments would be on, you know, on, you know, Nandankana or on Meru and all these different places and, you know, other Varshas and that, because they're meant for heavenly enjoyment. Well, Bharat Varsha is meant for, it has the combination of both. So this is the place of Dharma and all that. So it's got to be about that aspect of Dharma uplifting. But if you're showing, then it'll be in that place, because then, you know, you can be there, the nice picnic and that, and then ants come and then get in the suite or something, you know, so you don't want that kind of stuff. So the heavenly planet must be, they don't do that.
Which means outside this Earth planet. So it's in this type of play, no? Ankara? It's outside the Earth planet.
No, it's based in the Earth planet. It's just saying only the enjoyments. That would not be here.
Yes, yes. It's representing something outside the Earth.
Yes, but everything else is here. It starts here. It may end up there and do something else and go, but it always has a connection with Bharat Varsha.
And what's about countries in the Earth who are in Bharat Varsha but not in the main India? Like the West, like that. Do they use this type of place?
It means like the French chieftain and the German chieftain fighting over a boar that was killed.
It can be.
Not here, because it means, yeah.
It means the character not divine.
Yeah, but it mentions Bharat Varsha. So the point is if it's that big, that the whole place, but then where we see the greatest glories and all that here. You know. So you're going to have that mentality, but it's all going to, it's naturally that you're going to have celestial personality. So it's going to be something in Shastra. So it's all going to be talking about here and the, you know, the places here, holy places here and things like that.
So means this, the people want to have this, to increase actually their interest for, can say, not exactly material point of view, but not fully spiritual, no, like, yeah, means they can see the drama. The drama is this type of person.
It can, but the point is it still has to be uplifting.
Uplifting, yes.
It has to be something, how they dealt with this. Like, even it says here, the fall, but how they dealt with it, how they adjusted with it, the anxiety, how they overcame that, and, you know, somehow or another improved
on,
you know, here the situation's not improved, but at least the consciousness and
yes.
like that. So all that always has to be there.
Yes.
Find a point. It's just the medium through which you're doing it.
Yes.
So you see, you have the grand heroic, then you have just the singular heroic, you know, and the smaller. Then you have after the fall, the hero and what happens and that, or then in this, then, you know, it'd be, yeah, like that here, or more focused, that the romantic aspect and bringing out all those kind of things. Or it's just which medium you want to use to bring out, you know, what would be the best one for the particular theme that you have. Like that. Yeah. So it's just easy. If it's about the Lord and his devotees, then the Nataka works perfectly fine. Like that. You know, because it has all the different sentiments and that rasas within it. And it has all the important, necessary, situations and obstacles and all these things like that. You know, because it will be, as Prabhu points out, is not have that more of a the. It can have something, but it would tend to be more that personal kind of thing rather than. It may have a little bit of something in it, but it won't be totally on the grand and all those things or these other aspects. You know, so it'll have that more kind of human aspect to it, whether it's humans or whether it's celestials or whether it's the Lord. But it brings out that kind of more interaction. So that's why that's the best. That's why it's the most complete. But these other things are very interesting. Like that. So for us, we are going to use this. It's all going to be used in connection with Krishna consciousness. So, you know, it's just like, let's say here, this Anka here. Pathetic. Let's say it's after the gambling match and the Pandavas are in the forest and then, you know, Draupadi's lamentation and Bhima's anger and then Krishna and them come and then they get angry and talk about the battle and this and that, but then no, Yudhishthira's, you know, going to the path and then, you know, something like that, you know, because this isn't connected to one day, but like that. Does that make sense? Like that. Or it could be.
After the Kurukshetra battle.
Yeah, after the Kurukshetra, or, you know, things like
that.
Yeah. Generally, we wouldn't do Moshala.
I don't.
Yeah.
Don't
even bring that. Don't give anybody an idea.
Okay.
That's something that's never been done before.
Which
I was talking about the breakfast is coming up, and I was wondering whether to go for the masala muri or the masala dosa, and that, you know, because he's worried that, you know, he doesn't want to eat too much, you know, too.
Masala dosa. Today is the breaking time.
Yeah, masala dosa. That's the evening. Yeah, if you're breaking your fast, what are you going to break it with? What is it that you've been thinking about for 30 days? You know.
Yes. This is a real drama
life. Yeah. So that's the thing, you know. You know, you wanted the masala dosa, but then when you get there, everyone was there first. The batter's finished. Now what to do? And then, you know, the related to one's fall and the anxiety, the pathetic sitting there in the morning. Then someone sees and says, "Oh, you know, I got some extra. I thought some friends, but they're not coming, so I'll give you," and things like that. And oh no, the time is up. No, yeah, you could do a whole thing over most of those. Okay.
Thank you.
So it'll be Puranic accounts in that. So you can see many of them, they need to be Puranic. So whenever it mentions celestial, it's always a Puranic account. But even if it's not celestial, it's just kings and that, it could still generally, as a standard, it'd always be Puranic. It would be something from the histories.
Yes.
Like that. You can say it can be otherwise, or it would have to be based on that kind of thing.
So the assembly is doing that type of Vana, and that's music Vana.
Yes, that's the whole point. That's why it's Brahmins who are writing and directing, because they know it. Otherwise, the actors might think, oh, why couldn't we do this here, you know? You know, like Draupadi's coming out into the assembly and all that and all that, and she feels embarrassed, so she decides to do a dance. You know, and because of that, then everybody's watching and everyone's going this way and that way in terms of the whole thing like that. And then the Pandavas sneak off with all their weapons, and then she does the thing out, and they're gone. You know, couldn't we do that? You know, it's like that. No one's ever done that before. And yeah, there's a reason why. So that's why you have to know the Shastra. Otherwise, then people, they literally do this stuff like that, you know. Yeah. Especially the producers, they always stick these things in.
Also the writers, man. Huh? The
writer's there, but even if that's there, then still the producer will stick in some. Some other movie just came out and it just did great, so he goes, what's unique? Oh, that scene, we have to have that scene. It has nothing to do with the thing, and everyone's freaking out. With that. Verses 102 to 106, Prahasana. The Prahasana should be known to be of two kinds, pure and mixed. I shall separately treat their characteristics. Prahasana is known as pure, Shuddha, when it contains comic disputations by Shaiva gurus, ascetics, bhikshus, Kshatriya Brahmins, and others, and abounds in jocular remarks by persons of low class. And all this gives uniformity to the plot of a realistic picture of the language and the conduct of all these, in passages describing their special emotional states. That Prahasana is mixed with, is called mixed, in which courtesans, servants, eunuchs, avitas, and durtas, and unchaste women appear with their immodest appearance, dress, and movements. We seem to like to do this Prahasana, the mixed one. Because they always like to show, you know, all these. Some popular topic of scandal or incident of hypocrisy should be introduced in the Prahasana through the disputations of durtas and vitas. Do we know what durtas and vitas are?
Not exactly much.
Prahasana should include any of the types of the viti it may properly require. And what the viti is? Oh, viti?
Next one.
Is coming up. Okay. Yeah, so this is like, yeah, just goofing on things that go on like this, or gossip, or, you know, just real, not just what's happening on the street. Okay, so this would be the one where you open, where the guy's showing off his fancy car and all his change and all that, and he starts rapping. That would be this one, right?
Maradurta is a rogue.
Durta is a rogue. Okay, he's the one that's going to be rapping. Okay, and then the Vitas?
Vitas, in general, they are like a comedy guy, but also low-class comedy guy.
Oh, okay.
Not that.
Guy who always goofs on everything and all that, but he's not like that culture.
He's not cultured like a gesture.
Okay.
Second class salesman.
Yes, okay.
These jokes are always...
Yeah, no, they're never nice. Yeah.
Now, actually, it can be interesting to see drama like that with uplifting the consciousness.
What is going to... That you have to work on.
No, that already... Who wrote? On goofing on the Mayavadis.
Oh, yeah, no, you could goof on that. Oh, what's his name?
Who wrote that book? Jokes on Mayavadis, that some devotee wrote.
Sometimes. Well, Prabhupada did one on what do you call it? What was it called? I think it was called the drama, it's in Bengali, called the Murgi Mission. Like that. We went and found it and got it out, and somehow another temple wanted to use it, and I'm not sure what happened to it. But it was a one-act play written by Prabhupada, in which it was a discussion between two friends sitting in a tea stall. You know, about one of them's thinking he wants to join, you know, get spiritual and all this. One thing like the other one's goes about, you know, joining this particular mission, you know, and that. And he says, oh, but so austere. No, no, in this mission you can eat whatever you want, do whatever, like this and that. What about this? No, no, you can do like that. And so, you know, so one's talking about what's right and the other one's doing, but it's done in kind of like this, in a comic kind of way. So that would be a prahasana, that would be a shuddha, that would be a pure. In the mix, then you're going to have all these other things, but then you have to at some point bring it up, because this will show the lower side that you want to avoid. In other words, all the low-class stuff you want to be careful of, and then there's the higher stuff may be presented.
Yeah. Also in the songs, the Bala Sangeet, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur criticizes the...
Yeah, it'll all be done like
Sahajiyas
that. Yeah, Chand Bao. He writes songs in their thing, but showing completely how their philosophy is wrong. You know, what is that? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he talks about the Shakyamunis. You know, his song or whatever it is about how, you know, you got the guy there, you know, with this, you know, dressed up like a lady doing artik or something like that. What happens if the wind blows and your cloth goes, like in the... where Krishna steals the clothes? He steals the gopi's clothes?
He is the young man?
Yeah. Yes. You know, with the young girls. Vastraharna. You know, what if a Krishna, that, then will we not be embarrassed? And, you know, other things like this. So it's kind of that same. You're presenting all these things that are really, really not proper, but in a humorous way.
Yes.
So does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So the emphasis is on that, and these other things will just be there in the background. You know, in other words, if it works for it, they bring in all these other people, then you do. And if not, then... So in other words, their disputations you're going to see is that it really shows how what the area that they're working in isn't that worthwhile.
Yes.
You know?
Especially at least in France, I know, when we present things with some mural, it makes some effect.
More
humoristic.
Yes. People like that.
Yes, and also to think that even humor about ourselves, we are not very serious people.
I've
seen some type of drama or one man show, you know, presenting.
Self-deprecation.
Yes.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. Yeah, so it's about using common situations, but then you want to bring out something appropriate. Verses 107 to 111.
like the story of the liquid beauty.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Because I think this story is quite common in Iskand.
Yeah, no, it's quite common. Quite common. I think the Australians did it once for the festival and they got banned. they specifically overemphasize certain elements of the presentation.
Yes.
that disturbed the finer sentiments of many of the audience. So they couldn't do that drama again for like that. So they had to rethink what their dramas were going to be. But otherwise, they would do a lot of those things and really goof on stuff. Yeah. You know, and take, you know, topical things and stuff like that. It works really good. Bana. I shall now speak of the characteristics of the Bana. You know, it'd be like a political sarcasm and these kind of things. You know, you overdo it. You know, Punch and Judy. No? Punch and Judy? No, that means that's, I think that's English. But, you know, before how they would have you know, the street performers, they would sometimes do the dolls or the puppets, you know, right, and they just set up right in the, you know, busy, and all the people watch, and they're doing something, and they're goofing, like, let's say before the revolution, they'd be goofing on the king,
yes.
You know, and stuff like that, and showing them as a total idiot, and, you know, so this is this. 107 to 111, Pana. I shall now speak of the characteristics of the Bhana. The Bhana is to be acted by a single character and it is two kinds, that with one's recounting of one's own feelings and that with describing someone else's acts. The bhana, which is to include someone else's words addressed to oneself, should be acted by means of replies and course of conversation with an imaginary person, akasha, bhashita, along with the suitable movements of the limbs. Right, so it'll be a one act. Does it say it's one act? It just says single actor.
It's also one act.
It's also one act. And the previous one is also one act?
One act.
The one with the prahasana?
It didn't mention, but I read somewhere else somebody saying these are all one act.
These are all one acts. And this is one character.
Yes.
So he one even plays, he's either talking himself and showing different things, or even he talks to others. He talks, what? You say?
Yes.
What, you say it's almost time for breakfast? Yeah, yes, of course. I'm not. What do you mean? It's because I've been fasting doesn't mean I'm not hungry.
I think ventriloquism, these kind of things
work very much. No, you could. But this is, you don't need that.
Yeah.
That. It's just a matter of you do. It's just, it's considered, you know, you have one person, you have one, and they don't, it's a very classic kind of thing. Pana. The bhana should include characters of durtas and vitas and treat their different conditions, and is always to consist of one act, here it says, and should include many incidents which are to be acted by a dhruta or a vita. All the characteristics of the bhana have been described by me according to the tradition, agama. I shall now speak of the characteristics of the viti in due order. Yes.
Vita is more of a lecherous person, and dhruta is a rogue.
So bhanas are rogues.
Dhurtas are rogues.
Rogues.
And vita are the lecherous.
Lecherous, yeah, because they always joke. They always have
they
stupid
are the
jokes. Okay.
Modern comedy is all based on lecturers.
Distributions of durtas and vitas. Yeah.
Aquí somewhere.
Yeah. It connects.
All the modern stand-up comedy is on.
Yeah, generally it's all vitas, yeah. The viti should have one act, and it's to be acted by two persons or one. Yeah. And is to include characters of the superior, middling, or inferior type. And it may contain any of the sentiments, and it may be the 13 types. I shall now speak of the characteristics of all these. The 13 types of viti are accidental interpretation, udghatyaka, transference, avalagita, ominous significance, va'am, avaspandita, incoherent chatter, asat prajalpa, complement, prapancha, enigma, nalika, repartee, vakeli, outvying, adivala, deception, chala, declaration, vyahara, crushing, mridhava, free men's talk, trigata, an undue combination of words, ganda. Any of these 13 types is always to be attached to the viti. Right, he's always doing something like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you see, no conclusions here, no siddhanta, like that. So when it's mentioned here, it means any of the types of viti that may be required. So the prahasana will include the viti, but it's not about the viti. He's part of it. While in this one, because he's such a character, then you have a drama just about the viti.
So, Maharshi, in the case in the viti, there is no there's no conclusion. So it means it's just one.
Means no, you can be doing it. It's just a matter of how you're doing it. It means like you were saying, these stand-up comedy. One guy comes out and he does. They'll use all these different kinds of things to make their point.
Mm-hmm.
Point is that's what can be of any of the type: superior, middling, or inferior.
Yes.
You know, so you're using that, but it doesn't mean that you're not accomplishing what you want. It's just that do this is one of the ways to do. You know, so it's thought that these, you know, you have these stand-up comedy places or, you know, things like that. Or anybody can come. And they'll have one is there's performances, but they'll have nights. It's open mic. Anybody can come and try their luck. And if they're any good, then they'll get another booking. And if they're not, then haribo. You know, so. Yeah. Yeah.
Like we see in the modern context, because the main cinema, it lost all the glamour because of not following the Nataka or the Prakarana kind of rules.
Yes.
And now because of that, the stand-up comedies, they replace them. Like, why I need to go and waste 3 hours when I can get whatever I get there in just 15 minutes?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, plus you probably get something to eat, right? A lot of times they set those things up. It's not a regular audience. Many times it's, you know, it's they call them in where someplace they're eating and that, and they come up and do stuff.
So now these are very, very popular.
They'll be more popular.
More popular.
Yeah, it's funny how those are there, then it comes up to the end and goes back. You know, always cyclic. Yeah, because the thing is the taste is lost so easily in the material platform. So you just have to keep moving around. So eventually, because there's limited amounts of things, you have to come back to the same things. You know, you slightly adjust it a little bit, but it'll be the same thing. Accidental interpretation. So these are the 13 types of iti. If, in order to explain them, men connect words of obscure meaning with words other than that intended by the speaker, it becomes accidental interpretation. Transference, when anything occurring in relation to something will be made to accomplish something else. It becomes instance of transference, abha lagita. Like you saying, okay, we're going to do this, and they goes, oh, great, I got this done. You know, like that. It's kind of like, what? You know, it's like, it just throws you off. It's not what you're expecting. Ominous significance. When one, out of misunderstanding, attaches an auspicious or inauspicious meaning to the words mentioned, it is an instance of ominous significance. Avaspandita. You say one thing, you know, you know, it's just like you say, oh, so cold, the wind's howling. It says the dogs are howling. Oh, no, that's enough, you know, like this and that. You know, you put it into something else.
Yeah, not right one. I think Maharaj, this Paramananda Sishya, that play, the disciples of one.
Paramartha Guru.
Paramartha Guru.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're doing.
All these
guys become dealt with, yeah. it's Paramartha Guru. He's a bogus guru. So all the different things that can be bogus by a guru and their philosophies and all that are all discussed in this with him and his disciples. Because they're all real idiots. And he's more of an idiot. But they think they're smart. You know, simple guys. But incoherent chatter. When an irrelevant question is followed by an equally irrelevant answer, it is an instance of incoherent chatter. Asat Prajalpa. Or when, to a foolish person, a learned man speaks the right words, but his words are not listened to, it is an instance of incoherent chatter. Yeah, you say stuff and... In other words, moms do a lot of incoherent chatter, because the kids don't necessarily listen to what they're saying.
See, the first one, more conducive, is very conducive for the academic, presentations.
Yeah.
He says something which doesn't make any sense, and somebody comes and asks some question, which also doesn't have any sense, and he gives another answer which absolutely, especially the physicist.
That doesn't have anything to do with what you're talking about. Yeah.
First time I attended a Nobel laureate at that time in 2008, physicist, and he came and he was speaking about black hole, and it's like nothing made sense. Then somebody asked a question, which is also like his own imagination, and this fellow gave an answer. Which is his own imagination. Nothing there made any sense to me.
The whole thing.
And then I went and watched a movie.
Movie. And that made more sense. You know it's bad when the movie makes more sense. The Bollywood movie makes more sense than what they're speaking in the lecture hall.
And he was a Nobel laureate for that year. And then
he was the Nobel laureate for that year. Okay.
Physics.
Wow.
That's when I gave up. Attending any lecture.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, Thursday afternoon lecture. Okay, what movie's on? Compliment. When comic and untrue words purporting to the mutual praise of two persons are uttered in the interest of one of them is an instance of compliment. Okay. Prapancha. You know, he's saying things that just don't... Yeah. They really... It'll be comic untrue. It's obvious it's not, but he's saying it and the other's going with it in the sun. Yeah. Enigma and repartee. An enigmatical remark that gives rise to laughter is called an enigma. Nalika, repartee, vakeli. And it may arise from a single or twofold reply.
Wordplay.
That still didn't. So when you say something that doesn't really, it refers to something, but it doesn't. You don't know what it means.
It's like a wordplay. Like we hear one instance where Radharani and Krishna.
Oh, okay.
There's a wordplay on
each other. Oh, okay.
Repartee is more like a wordplay.
Okay, and the enigma.
Paradox or puzzle.
Puzzle. Okay, but it makes laughter, so yeah. It has to be a puzzle that makes laughter. Outvying. When someone else's words and those of one's own self in course of a dialogue lead to their mutual modification, it is an instance of outvying. Adivala. So you're saying one thing, they say something that I do that, and then you adjust yours, and like, what do you call it? Those... I think it's a sketch about these four guys talking about the old days.
Yeah.
You know that one? Yeah, so each one, you know, they says, you know, yeah, you know, we in the morning, you know, we woken up out of bed and this and that, and, you know, then we had to get up and, you know, start working and that and like that. And the next guy goes, what, you had a bed? You know, like that, and you know, like that, and we go, we had to sleep on the floor, and like this and that. And he says, you slept on a floor, we didn't even have a floor. And, you know, it just kept going like this one outdoes the other one.
The small boys, when they speak, they do it in a positive way.
Positive way, okay.
Lord, putting
yeah,
in Lord,
not in.
Say, I'm great.
Okay, well, you're great, I'm great. Deception. When after luring one by replies, something opposite is done through those very replies, being considered meaningless, is an instance of deception. Chala. Declaration. If anything liable to occur is described vividly in the presence of the hero and is similarly made to happen without any fear, it is an instance of declaration. Vyahara. So this means you actually say what you're going to do or something. Something's accomplished. Yeah, even though it may be foolish, but whatever. Crushing. That due to an altercation, one represents another's merits as demerits by showing cause for it, and vice versa, is called crushing, Ridadva. Right? So he's done something he's known for and all that, and then you make light of it or show it in a negative. So. Three men's talk. When exalted words with a comic sentiment are shared by three characters, should be known as three men's talk, Trigata.
This was mentioned as the preliminary for the dramatic play. This three men's talk is mentioned as the preliminary, in one of the preliminaries, before the play starts. So the director, his assistant, and the gesture.
Oh, then they start this with comic sentiment. Exalted words with comic sentiment. Okay. Because with three, then it can, you know, you have two, that third one can come in and completely throw it off and like that. Yeah, so it can't be two men's talk. That's the...
Even two men, it seems like an argument. Like,
yeah.
And a three man, he says this, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, he said it right, like.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes. They can do all kinds of things with it. Undue combination of words. Undue combination of words, ganda, according to the wise, occurs due to excitement, confusion, quarrel, reviling, and many people's abusive words. If in a play any of these 13 types of their clear meanings occur, and they possess all the characters, sentiments, and psychological states described for them by the Shastra, is called the Viti. It may be acted by one or two persons.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So in other words, the Viti is one element that comes within the whole drama.
It means that the audience can recognize which one.
Yeah, I mean, these are all standard stuff that always goes on. You know, it's just that when people talk, this is what they do. They go basically through these 13. You know? Yeah.
So life is like a drama.
It is. It is. What? I think there's that famous, the world is but a stage. Yeah.
All the world's a stage.
All the world's a stage.
You just need to play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Verses 132 to 150, Lasya. Similar other limbs attached to the Nataka in connection with the performance of the Lasya. And they owe their origin to this, i.e. Nataka, and are to be acted like the Bhana by a single person. The Lasya has a form similar to that of the Bhana, and is to be acted by one person. Its action is to be imaginary, like that of the Prakarna, and should relate to many emotional states. So what makes the difference between this one and the Bhana?
No idea. Nobody explained.
I guess it's more imaginary stuff. You make it up. Well, the Bhana might be, you know, something more. Oh, this is Durtas and Vitas, and the Bhana, this doesn't have to be. This could be something, someone else. It's a lighter.
It says that it has many emotional states.
Yes, while the other one may not have as much.
It says, they found in one's own feelings.
It also says that many incidents, but it could be similar kind of flavor, while this could be have many flavors. The rules regarding the 10 types of play with their characteristics have been stated by me. I shall now speak about their bodies and segments with their characteristics. Right? So that brings us to chapter 21, construction of a dramatic plot. Right? Because now we have the idea of what's there, and now you bring it down to how it works. Adhyaya Prakashika. Dramatic plot is called the body of the drama, and it forms the core of the conception of the theatrical structure. Srila Rupa Goswami, in the book Natika Chandrika, has elaborately dealt with all the topics of this chapter with illustrations from Lalita Madhava, a 10-act dramatic play written by Srila Rupa Goswami. This chapter analyzes the plot of drama structurally and dynamically, which are of two kinds, principal, adhikarika, where the main line of action predominates, and subsidiary, prasangika, where different lines of plot are tied together. Right, so you're going to have the main plot,
yes, yes.
And you're going to have the subplots.
Yes.
You can have one subplot or many subplots.
Yes.
So, but at the same time, but they because it's in one drama, they have to be tied together here, at
yes.
least here and there. They have to meet at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So how to bring them together separately, how to bring them together and meet. And so it's the you know, the playwright has so many things to think about. Yeah. The plot contains five elements. Oh, no. We'll stop here. Just now we have 3 seconds. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.
Yeah.